come is piercing you up. Tell me, you were going to tell me something yesterday and forgot about it. So.
Something happened to me, but it ain't no joke. Back when after I retired, there was two brothers down here at Marion, run a sawmill, and there was a fellow lived at Marion, and he had a pair of mules and a truck, and he had a side loader on his truck. He'd load with a, didn't have to use no mules, no loader, nothing. And he hired me to come down and drive his mules, and I just had to skid for that one truck. The truck driver done his own loading, he could load him with that side loader. And I was just driving one pair of mules, and there's a man lived at Brown Station. That's on below Marion, down on the 80th Highway. And he had a boy, he was no young fella, he was up in the years, I guess he's about 30 years old. He was driving a truck, paperwood truck for that fella in Brown Station. And we was keeping Mr. mules just below Marion, right on the side of the highway that went to Brown Station. And then keeping them in an old man and his wife lived there, a two-story building, and we were keeping them in his barn. And he had a wide field out there, just like 3/4 mile right through the field. It was his land, and he'd give Mr. permission to go through that when it didn't rain, you know. It wasn't wet, said Taz rose up, and he didn't want, and nobody couldn't blame him for that. And if it rained, we had to go way, they had to go way around with the log, which was three miles, and way out of the way. He told me to go through that, but now I said, don't go through here when it rains, I don't want my road to run. So we know, when it comes a big rain, we know not to go through there, you know. And this man at Brown Station, they sent some men up there and cut up the treetops where we were leaving in paperwood. And they had a whole lot cut up there here, went piled up, ready to load on the truck. And he told this boy that was driving his truck, said, now in the morning, I let one evening, he told him that, in the morning you go up down and call this man's name where we was keeping the mule, and you turn there and go through that field where that log truck goes through there, and you come right to that paperwood. So he come up flood that night. And this old man that lived in that house, he'd bring his shotgun, start out and come over there every morning where I was skidding with the mules, you know, have his gun, his dog, just come and sit out there out of the way and watch me skid logs while he'd do that every morning. So next, when come that flood that night, we know better than to go through there, you know. And so just as he started over there that morning with his dog and his gun, the gate he had to go through was just about twice as far as near your car from his house. He started out with his dog and his gun to come over there and watch me skid logs like he'd been doing. And this here boy from Marion drove up there right quick with his truck. He didn't know the rules, you know, about going through that field when it was wet. So he just run right up there and get it to the gate, stopped right quick with his truck, and started jumping, get out in a hurry. This man hollered at him, says, hey, boy, wait a minute. He looked at him, kept sort of walking on foot. He said, you can't go through there this morning. And the boy thought that he meant that the ground was wet and slick, that he could, his wheels were spinning. That's what he thought he meant, you know. And he had ground grip tire, too. Who says I can't go through there? Just kept walking toward the gate. That man come off his shoulder with his gun. He said, this thing here says you can't go through there.
I guess it did. You ready to turn around and go back.
I laughed about that. That boy told some of them that said, when that man come off his shoulder with that shotgun, it looked about that long, but it kept getting longer and longer. Sure did tickle me.
How far is Brown Station down there?
It's about 12 miles.